Week 2, Day 1. What is a follower? Follow the Leader is an activity many children learn at a young age. It's a kind of playground game where someone is designated as the leader, and everybody else follows them in a line. Whatever the leader does, others must do. And this is why the leader's role is so important. The leader determines what everybody else does. If the leader jumps, everybody jumps. If the leader crawls, everybody crawls. The goal of the follower is to mimic everything the leader does, down to the smallest detail. If someone fails to copy the leader successfully, they're out of the game. If we looked at the world today like a game of follow the leader, we would find that these roles apply to many organizations. In the field of education, the teacher is the leader, and the students are the followers. In the military, the commanding officer is the leader, and the soldiers are the followers. In a business, the boss is the leader, and the employees are the followers. In each of these cases, the leader sets the direction for the followers to go. During the first century, it was common for a person to follow a leader as an apprentice to learn a trade. If you wanted to become a builder, you would follow a master builder around and learn everything you could about building so that one day you could be a builder. Another term used to describe this type of training or apprenticeship was disciple. A disciple was a student who followed a master teacher of philosophy or religion. The disciple learned their teachings, hoping to become an expert themselves so that they could pass the teaching along to others. This is the term Jesus used for his followers. He invited people to follow him, to learn his ways and character, and to carry out his mission. As Michael Wilkins puts it, a disciple of Jesus is one who has come to Jesus for eternal life, has claimed Jesus as Savior and God, and has embarked upon the life of following Jesus. As disciples followed Jesus, they were changed. They experienced significant growth in their relationship with God, their character, and their obedience to God's will. This growth process is both normal and expected for a disciple. Again, Michael Wilkins states that you become a Christian disciple by following Christ in such a way that your core ambitions are changed, so you are no longer serving self first, but God. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read the story of a young man who Jesus invited to follow him. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Matthew 9:9-13. In this story, Jesus took the initiative. He invited a tax collector to become one of his followers. Now don't miss this. A Jewish tax collector in the first century working for the Romans would have been despised. Matthew would have endured great hostility from his own people because he was a traitor. Tax collectors got rich by working for the Roman Empire, the great oppressor of God's people. He was viewed not just as a sinner, but a big sinner, and would have been shunned by most Jews. As the religious leaders watched Jesus, they were baffled that he would invite someone like Matthew to be his disciple. Yet, Matthew answered the call. He left his life as a tax collector and began to follow Jesus. He became a believer, a learner, and a follower. He was committed to Jesus, learning his ways, imitating his character, and carrying out his mission. There are a couple of things we can learn from the relationship between Jesus and Matthew. One is that Jesus invites sinners to follow him. Not only did Jesus step into Matthew's home, but he hung out with Matthew's friends and invited them to learn from him as well. Today, Jesus continues to extend his call to sinners. We can also learn that following Jesus means change. As Matthew followed Jesus, his life was changed. Nobody who spends a great deal of time learning from Jesus stays the same. Jesus transformed the way Matthew viewed God, people, money, eternity, his friends, his character, and his mission in life. And he will change all those things for you too. Matthew later became a significant leader among God's people and was instrumental in passing along the teachings of Jesus in the book we call the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus continues to change and transform the lives of those who follow him. He will do great things through anyone who is willing to answer his call to follow him. To some degree, we are all following someone or something. It is important to give careful thought to who we follow and consider the consequences of where they will lead us. As we saw with Matthew, when someone answers the call to follow Jesus, their life will be changed. Have you accepted his call, or are you ready to? Reflect and apply. 1. What do you think it was like for Matthew, a notorious sinner, to receive a call from Jesus to follow him? 2. As you think about the roles of a leader and a follower, who is someone you are leading, your children, a co-worker, a neighbor, and where are you taking them? 3. Who is someone you are following? This could be in a one-on-one personal relationship, like a boss or a mentor, or it could be from afar, a social media influencer, a podcaster, or a celebrity you admire. Where are your leaders taking you? What are they leading you to love? How are they encouraging you to view God and other people? 4. How do you think Jesus' leadership could influence or change your direction?